Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Eagle's Eye Report, episode number 85, to be exact, for Wednesday, January 3rd, 2024. And today I'm going to have a special guest, and this is somebody who is a part of the Liberty Beacon Project, has been for quite a while, and bring some real good stuff to the table as far as video manipulation, as far as graphics, this type of thing. And this is Luca Mazza, and he will be my guest in the second half hour of the show. And what we're going to be discussing today is, well, let me give you the title of the show, The Tyranny of Government Censorship. Let's talk. So we're going to be discussing two things today. Government censorship, something that is not supposed to exist at the level we see it at in any type of a constitutional republic or even most democracies, but it does. And then the second thing we're going to be talking about is let's talk. And yes, we do have a platform, the Liberty Beacon Project does, that is set up specifically to give you a place to circumvent these tyrannies. So, that's what we're going to be getting into, but allow me to go through my intro, which I do every single week. Okay, again, the title of the show, The Tyranny of Government Censorship, Let's Talk. The mission of this show is to be a mechanism for communicating truths and facts in a country increasingly forbidding of these very concepts. Well, if that wasn't a true statement I just made, then we wouldn't be doing a show about government censorship today, would we? No, we wouldn't. So, this show airs weekly live on Shake and Wake Radio. Our thanks to Annie, who is a good personal friend of mine, and also on PSN Radio, EPGN Radio Online, and SoFlo Radio. I'm going to go through this again, and for anybody who knows what I'm about to say, this may be a good time to grab a cup of coffee. Look, if you really want to help these platforms out and you're somebody who does donate, yes, I'm going to say this again. Look, if you are somebody who donates, you know, a couple of dollars here, a couple of dollars there, $30 here, $50 there, do yourself and them a favor, okay? One is find out exactly how much or close to how much you donate over the course of a year. Divide it by 12, and the next time you go in to make a donation, put that number in. If it's $10, if it's $8, if it's $12, put it in there and make that a monthly reoccurring donation. You haven't spent any more money than you usually do, but what you have done is given them the assurance that each month that amount is going to be there. When enough of you have done that, you have helped them to build a budget they can use to give you bigger, badder, better, faster. So again, if you are considering helping these platforms, this would be the most effective way to do it. If you want to give, if your number is $10 a month and you want to give 12, please go ahead and do that. Nobody's going to be upset. But the point is, give them the assurance that they can give you bigger, badder, better, faster because they know what their income is. Have I got that right, Steve? And gee, have I ever asked you that before?
No, I think that's the first time you asked me.
Oh, okay. All right, so do them a favor, keep them around. All right, so let me move on here. Our mission is to keep you armed with vital truth as well as to give you a platform where you can discuss these vital truths and issues without fear of censorship or exclusion. That, of course, being the sponsor of this show, which is TLBTalk.com, and you will hear more about TLB Talk as the show progresses. A link to any references used for this show's presentation will be included in tomorrow's show article published on the Liberty Beacon by noon central every Thursday, including active links to other pertinent data that may be included in this show. Today, I will have a special guest for the second half hour. As I said, that's Luca Mazza, and he is TLB Project's video media tech and TLB Talk support staff team leader. So as you can see, Luca is intimately familiar with the Liberty Beacon Project and its censorship woes and much more. Luca also does several of his own shows. Also does one on Shake and Wake, also does one on RBN, and he does a third one. So again, Luca has been around. Luca knows what censorship is. All right. So making Luca a perfect guest to help me discuss this vital point with you are his qualifications. And again, very good qualifications. So now it's down to business. As usual, the first half hour, I'm going to lay some groundwork, and then Luca and I will tear those pieces apart in the next half hour. But let me lay that quote-unquote groundwork, okay? Again, the title of the show, The Tyranny of Government Censorship. Let's talk. Okay. As I've said on, I don't know, many occasions or many times before, censorship may not seem like such a big issue to those who reside outside the realm of political or economic or media circumstance. But it is. It is a big deal. It is the most important issue to a nation that boasts liberty and freedom to the world, regardless of whether or not they actually allow it. And it has been some time now since nations across the planet have started to see that maybe America isn't as liberty-minded or as free or as open as they're being told. This isn't a guess, people. Roger has friends and contacts across the planet. I traveled this planet for 30 years. What do I hear? Exactly what I just said. Again, as I'm fond of saying, please remember that we are talking about the First Amendment. Censorship. You can't talk. Your right to freedom of speech is being stunted. It's being taken away. It's being shoved down a hole and covered up. So we're talking about your First Amendment, people, not the Fifth Amendment, not the Tenth Amendment, not the 2,943rd Amendment, the First Amendment. And to protect that, if you remember, to protect that right, our founders followed it with the Second Amendment. And I won't beat that up too much. I think most of you might have caught the inference from that. Yeah. And what was that for? That was to protect the first from a tyrannical government. Today in America, the First Amendment is a joke. And now the entire world knows this. And America, thanks to Joe Bob and his puppet masters, is once again a laughingstock. I personally said to somebody in Australia the other day, if you want liberty, maybe you should come to America. And he started laughing hysterically. I've known this guy for 10 years. That's the first time I ever got that reaction from him. And I don't blame him for it. Quick question. Again, something I've asked many times. How do you even attempt to protect your other inalienable rights without the First Amendment? Let me ask that question again. How do you even attempt to protect your other inalienable rights without the First Amendment? In other words, if you can't talk about the tyranny, how the hell do you protect your inalienable rights? If there is no First Amendment, there are no other rights unless a tyrannical government permits it. Not you, them. And this is the country you live in today. When we know for a fact the government sits in what used to be Twitter offices and tell these people whose accounts they're going to shut down, what they can allow, what they can't allow, and none of it is illegal. But you have a government sitting there telling the media the fourth branch, the one our founders figured would protect us against tyrannical government. And now what we are seeing is they are lock, stock, and barrel in the exact same position, playing the exact same game with each other. So let me ask you a question again, okay? How do you even attempt to protect your other inalienable rights without the First Amendment? The answer to that, people, is you don't! And you can't. If you can't talk about it, and you can't write about it, and you can't do a show about it, how the hell do you protect it, people? The answer is, you don't. Why is it that recent polls show Americans losing faith in their government at an unheard of rate? Something even I didn't see when we were when we had Kent State and all of the protests for the Vietnam War. I didn't see the tyranny from our government at the level I'm seeing it today. Why is it that recent polls show Americans losing faith in their government at an unheard-of rate? It's happening. Gee, COVID lies. It's safe and effective. You have to take it. If you do, you're not dangerous to anybody. And I could go on and on and on. All of the lies that have been fed to us over the last 3 years alone have done more damage to America and our trust in our governance than I have ever seen in my 70 years on this planet. And that's not a joke. So let me say this again. Why is it that recent polls show Americans losing faith in their government at an unheard of rate? It is said, depending on who you look at, okay, that anywhere from 65 to 75% of we the people no longer trust or have limited faith in the very people we elect or pay to govern, watch over, or protect us.
Hey, Roger.
Yes.
Congress has a 12% approval rating.
Yeah, I know. Yes, and I probably would have plugged something along that line in, but I think that was perfect. That was the perfect time to interject, and that was the perfect comment. So what we're talking about is 75% of the public no longer trusts the governance, okay, or has very limited faith in the governance. The very people we elect or pay to govern, watch over, or to protect us. We know for a fact that our military was systematically destroyed or pretty much brought to its knees by COVID lies that never, ever, ever should have been used against our military. Never. But it was done. How many people do you think still trust our military leaders? How many people that sat in tanks and refused to get what they knew was the most deadly vaccine, and it's not a vaccine, it's a jab, the world has ever seen, so the government and the military decided you've got to leave because you're a danger to everybody else, so you're out, you're gone. Except everybody in the tank that got that shot was more dangerous than you because they have a bigger capability or ability to shed than you had. And you may not have had any COVID in your body at all. But they do because they've had the shots. So they are more of a danger to you after having received their shots than you are. And the government knew this. So how many of you out there are going to tell me that our phenomenal generals and admirals are not working with somebody to help take the U.S. military to its knees when you tell your people they have to take this or they're either going to lose their job or they're going to be kicked out of the military, even if they're only a couple of months away from what? Retiring? How do you have faith in our military? How do you have faith in our government? How do you have faith in our school system when they will teach our children things that if you and I as parents taught them, we'd probably end up in jail? And our kids are coming home now ruling our lives. My teacher said, if you don't let me do this, all I got to do is tell her and they'll bring me somewhere else to live in a heartbeat. Do you think I'm kidding? Too many of you know I'm not. Again, this is your government. We are looking at a government that has lost so much trust. And all of this, well, not all, I would say a vast majority of this in the last 36 months, not 36 years, people. Although some of this has been building, it came to an explosive head not too long ago. And I think everybody can see that. The problem is that it gets easier by the day to see the absolute tyranny being stuffed in our faces in the place of honest leadership and integrity. And when we're being told it's being done because of a global crisis, we're being done because of the worst plandemic or scamdemic the world has ever seen. It's being done because it's being done because. And what we know today is those lies that were stuffed in our face did more to destroy our military, did more to destroy our economy, did more to destroy our school system, did more to destroy our sovereignty on our southern border, did more, would you like me to go on, than any other lie ever slammed down the throats of the American people. But it's not just the American people. This happened globally, people. But here he goes again. You cannot bring global governance to the world until you take the cowboys of the world to their knees first as an example. Look around you, people. The less confidence you have in your government, the bigger your problems get. And the more I worry about, will we have a second civil war? And that's not an impossibility today. And with government censorship, they're trying to find out people like me or people like you that may not be exactly on their side and people they need to look for as this progresses so that they can corral us if necessary. How many of you think I just exaggerated that?
Hey, Roger.
Because it's already happening. Yes.
Something else I just thought of, too. I heard Abraham Lincoln, they left off of the presidential ballot. At one time.
Yeah.
Quite a few states.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. And we're starting to see things like that happening today again. And let's see just how good our SCOTUS is. All right. Got a few more things I want to get through before we bring in our guest. So let me roll through this. Okay. Look. Growing up in America, I never even considered that there would come a day when I would be discussing government censorship on a level that would make Mao or even Stalin jealous. But I am. This isn't a guess. We have witnesses who told us about the discussions with Facebook. We have witnesses who have told us about the discussions with Twitter. We have witnesses. We have witnesses. We have this isn't a guess, people. Your government is not governing of, by, and for the people. This is government of, by, and for the deep state, not a joke. And we'll get into that a little bit deeper too. Censorship has always been a favorite tool for tyrants, dictators, and many others who fall into the authoritarian sandbox. Since social communication commenced way the hell back then, if you had power, you used censorship. Why? Why let other people have other ideas other than the ideas you want them to have? If you wish to maintain your power, you should maintain your ideas in their head. How do you do that? Censorship. And it goes way back in history. Today, we will put censorship into a perspective that most can't see, that most wish to ignore, that most, well, if I don't look, maybe it'll go away. But let's start with the basics. Let's start with the definition of censorship. Censorship is defined as the suppression of speech, public communication, or other information. This may be done on the basis that such material is considered objectionable, harmful, sensitive, or, listen to me, people, or inconvenient. Okay. Let me read this again. This may be done on the basis that such material is considered objectionable, harmful, sensitive, or inconvenient. Censorship can be conducted by governments, private institutions, and other controlling bodies. Again, the qualifier here is controlling bodies. I have watched as many TLB Project YouTube videos were removed. They're still being removed, several a week. We've been putting them there for 12 years. And now they're going in and removing the ones that are 3 or 4 years old because all of a sudden their content is current again, and they can't have that. It stayed there for how many years, and now all of a sudden it's against their policies? Yeah. TLB, yeah, we have pre-Musk been removed totally from Twitter. Completely. Why? Because we were putting the truth out. We have been shadow banned and basically hidden on Facebook to the point where we have a page that's got 35, 40,000 people on it. We're lucky if we get a half a dozen, maybe a dozen likes and a half a dozen comments over the course of an entire day. My personal wall on Facebook has, I don't know, between likes and followers, at least 8,000 or 9,000 people. I'm lucky if I get 2 or 3 likes and 1 comment a day. And we have, I don't know how many groups and pages on Facebook that literally have no traffic at all. When a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, we could see it start to drop off. But at times, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, we had over 1,000, okay, responses, whether they were likes, whether they were whatever, comments on our pages, on our home pages, on our groups. Not today. Why? Because what we say today is dangerous to the deep state, those who run and rule America. Not a joke, people. Not a joke. And, yeah, this is what sparked all of this that we saw happening, is what sparked us to dive into TLBtalk.com. That had already been up for a couple of years, but we were just playing with it. It wasn't really a big forum. We hadn't really invested a lot into it, and it was basically a place where we were playing around and seeing what we could do. About 2 years ago, we decided, no, if we need a place where we can talk, we need to put it up ourselves. And that's where TLB Talk came into its actual well-being, its life, the way you see it today. But not the way you see it today, because right now TLB Talk has gone through a major upgrade. There are a few things that are still being tweaked because it just got upgraded. So there are a few things still being tweaked, but is the platform running? Yes, it is. Does the platform look good? It looks phenomenal. Does the platform operate bigger, badder, better than it used to? Yes. Are there some things we're still tweaking because it's a brand new, basically a brand new platform? Yes, there are. Give us a couple more days and this will be done and you will have something you already do visit. You have something bigger, badder, better, and faster. You constantly hear me say that. We have actually given it to you. But give us about another week. Let us get, because some of these things you can't really see how well they're operating until they are operating, which gives us a chance to do our tweaks, which is what we're doing. If you want to help, you see an issue, please let AltMed know. And between Luca, who is coming in real soon, and AltMed, who has done a lot of work in this upgrade, we need to show our appreciation. And also for Theo, who is one of our newest techs who has gone overboard to help out. So between Theo and the biggest push, the biggest hug goes to AltMed, who has done a lot of this work herself. And she didn't even know how to do half of it or 3/4 of it when she started. So she taught herself how to do it and then accomplished it. And it is phenomenal. So Theo, okay, Luca, who helped with graphics, so on and so forth, and AltMed, who coordinated it all and did a lot of the work herself, freeing me up to run the network, which I can never tell you how much I appreciate this lady. You'll be talking, I'll be doing a show with her in a couple of weeks, and you'll all get a chance to listen to exactly why she did what she did. Okay. It would seem from the Twitter files, the Facebook files, and how many or how much more that our government has seen to it that our voice is silenced as effectively as possible to protect and enhance their goals. Not the goals of we the people, because, and here comes that word again, that would be inconvenient. What was one of the major factors in the use of censorship? Inconvenience to the ruling body. Damn it! Why are they doing it? Because what we're saying is not a lie, but it's inconvenient to what they wish you to believe. Today, America has reached a point where the deep state, which owns and runs the U.S. government, no longer seems to even care what we think, no longer seems to even care that we know they exist. But we sure as hell better not exercise our right to inform others. We may know it, but damn it, we better not tell anybody. Why? Because that would put you square into their crosshairs or under the gun. And we can't have that, can we, comrade? What we are being told is the only word that counts to the media now is what the government tells them counts to the media now. There's your fourth branch for you people, the biggest bunch of traitors this country has ever seen. But our founders hoped and prayed they would be the saving grace of this republic, because they would keep us informed as to the tyranny of governance. If our founders were alive today and looking at what mainstream media, the fourth branch, was doing to we the people, they would probably die of a heart attack. But this is the America we live in. We're going to be talking about TLB Talk. We're going to be talking about the necessity for it. We're going to be talking about what it offers. And we're going to be talking about why, if we hadn't done it, some of us wouldn't even be around anymore. And that's not a joke either. All right, Steve, you want to plug anything in here about censorship before we go to break?
No, it's okay. We can take the break.
Okay, and then as soon as we come back, people, we will have Luca with us.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
All right, so what we set down in the first half of the show was the issue of censorship. What we set down is not that censorship is happening, because, A, if a private corporation censors you, they have the right to do that. But if your government censors you, they don't have the right to do that, especially if these are the people who work and or report to you, to us, to we the people. So this is why TLB Talk exists. And this is why Roger looks for friends like the one he's about to introduce here. He not only looks for friends that have the ability to discern between good and evil, between right and wrong, between what should and what shouldn't, but at the same time is not afraid to tell people about it. How are you today, Luca?
Oh, boy, that's some intro.
All right, you tell me what part wasn't true.
It's not that. It's just a heavy one. Well, before I answer that, I got to rewind for a second and say hello to everybody. And today is a special day for me, very quickly, because not only am I among family, okay, with my family in the chat, but also I'm following the chat and also, you know, listening in on the first half hour and then joining in on the show myself now. So it's a unique event for me. It's a special day. And, you know, to be with Roger, it's even better. And Steve, also our favorite producer in the whole wide world. Wow. So, yeah, I have a lot to say, too. And we're talking censorship today. It's a good day to be together. It really is. And to be on TLB Talk. Yes, sir.
Okay. Look, as far as talking about censorship, what I want you to tell everybody, because everybody knows what my opinion on censorship, everybody knows what I see or how I see it without any input from me whatsoever. Tell this audience what you see as far as censorship, what you see as the issue, why you think that TLB Talk is the answer for a lot of people. And let me finish that up with this. We're not talking people to you people and telling you to go and quit any social media platform you're on. The reason is you've got friends. You may have been there for 10, 15 years. You've got relationships. We're not asking you to do that. What we are saying is you can no longer tell the truth if the truth isn't in their mainstay. So what do? You go to TLB Talk and you start the group that they're shutting you down on Facebook for. You start that group, you invite your friends, they go over, you can have the discussions that you know you need to have without losing your friends on Facebook or wherever. So again, Luca and I are not saying quit your membership. What we're saying is get yourself a membership. When you need to talk, you can. Now, yeah, Luca, take us with what you think.
I want to stay on what you just said, because that's exactly where I want to come in. We're not saying drop where you are at all. We're saying, why don't you step back and watch where you're at right now get squeezed and squeezed and squeezed and the noose get tighter and tighter, and watch what happens to TLB Talk over here. Oh, nothing happens. Look at that. Why? Because we don't have any government funds. We don't, you know, so this is by ourselves. It's yes. Like living on our own leave. I think that's how they said it in Last of the Mohicans, living by your own leave in Old English. It's so beautiful. Yeah. And Roger has built it from bottom up. And, you know,
you've been around for over 8 years, almost 9 years. We have built it.
I appreciate it. And I've been looking at this quote since I've been starting to listen to you, because I've been shuffling through different quotes and I'm looking at this one. The reason why we're in trouble, okay, is because I think humanity is going to be split into two groups. Those who follow the propaganda and who just want to be controlled and just want to be left alone and don't want to look and head in the sand. And B, those who see through the propaganda, who want to be free, who want to do something, and they get fed the truth, because that's how spirit works. And the stronger you get, the more you shed the fear of offending or the fear of being different. And I'm looking at this quote here saying, when your nation has lost its conscience, be the conscience of your nation. Okay. No, you can't do that. No. And then censorship comes in. No. Sorry. You can't do that. What about the First Amendment? Oh, sorry. That just went out the window. But you can do that on TLB Talk. If you're talking truth, if you're not offensive, if you're not with disrespect, that's how it is. You know?
I'm not so sure about the disrespect thing, because disrespect can be said in a fashion that is not malignant.
Vulgar.
Okay?
Vulgar is what
I meant. Or vulgar. Yes. But you're absolutely right. If you're breaking the law, or if you are there trolling, specifically there trying to destroy somebody's day, that type of thing, there's an option. It's called blocking. Okay. Now, if somebody's breaking the law, they put the entire platform at risk, not just themselves, in which case they will be removed from the platform. So the only two things that are going to get you kicked off of TLB Talk are being extremely vulgar and being illegal. But saying things that piss people off isn't going to get you kicked off if you're not, again, being extremely vulgar or whatever. If I say things that piss people off and they come and complain to me, okay, or to the staff, the first thing the staff is going to say to them is, don't you have a block button? And that's exactly what it's there for.
Well, you know what? Lucretia actually told me, don't use it. If you don't have to, absolutely have to, because you can watch those people. Put them on a list or something and watch them, because if you block them, they disappear. I just want to say hello to Steve also and have him come in on the conversation in a three-way if we can, because he's half the reason why I'm so good at what I'm doing right now. And the people listening to Shake and Wake Radio are the other half, you know, in this case, because it's I owe them a lot. Steve, how are you? Is he there? Okay. Yes, Roger.
Again, what I'd like to do is, look, what we have is a platform that is designed to be as easy to use as possible, but to give you as many capabilities as possible. But, you know, it's not about the frill. It's not about how pretty it looks. It's not about, well, I can do this faster than you can, or I can do more of, you know, things for, you know, to please myself on this platform than this platform. None of this counts. None of this matters, because a lot of the new platforms coming out today, that's exactly what they're there for. They are there to catch your eye. But when you go in and find out that there are still things you can't say, there are still things you can't do, there are still things you cannot refer to, then what you realize is that this is not an open platform. It isn't, but they sure caught your eye. So again, I could care less whether we've got the prettiest platform out there. I could care less if it is, I don't know, symmetrically as pleasing to you as anyone out there. What I do care about is that if you have things you know people need to know, or if you have things you need to know you don't, that you have a place where you can do that, that you have a place where you can teach, and thus a place where you can learn. And we don't seem to have too many of those today. So with Luca's help, with AltMed's help, with Theo's help, with Tom's help, with Dan's help, you know, and with V's help, and I could go on, with Judy's help. These are the people who stepped up to help us build a platform. Why? A platform that all of you listening could go and find out what you need to know and teach those who don't know what they need to know. Now, why don't you take that football and run with it? Because I know darn right well, Luca, that you have been able to talk about things in TLB Talk that you usually don't talk about anywhere else.
No, actually, this platform, I'm lucky enough to be able to talk about it here. Any media like that, there's no way. And so what is censorship? Roger, going back to your word, the word of the day, what is censorship? Why censorship better off? Why? Well, because they don't want, okay, in the Native American world, okay, they wouldn't want the Native American learning how to be a lawyer so that they could learn how to read the treaties so that they could learn how they're being screwed. It's the same type of yeah. thing here. They don't want people finding out about the Protocols of Zion, finding out about the secret covenant of the Illuminati, finding out about who did 9/11. Okay, no, we can't have that. That's what censorship is all about. They have to cover that up, and we can put it up on TLBTalk.com. You can start your own group with a certain thing that you might think might offend certain people, okay, because the majority don't know yet. So start a little group on your own, like I do. I have several, you know. If I have, you know, on either one of my radio shows, I have my timeline of TLB Talk open. I could talk for hours, never ending, just going through my timeline. This is how important TLB Talk is to me. It's my second home. And you start gaining friends. You start gaining people in your life that mean something, because they're after the same thing. You're going to shut doors to absolutely everybody else. oh, Luca, you're full of it, you know. So,
well, hey, look, again, that's phenomenal, and this is why I asked you on. But what I need everybody else to know is this as well, okay? Yes, if you are on a platform where you're getting a bloody nose every time you turn around or a black eye every time you open your mouth because they don't like what you're saying, I totally agree with what Lucas said, and I've said it to you all many times. Go to TLB Talk. Make a group. Invite your friends over, especially if you just lost a group, okay? Start that group back up on TLB Talk. Invite your friends over and continue a discussion you know is vital. But that's not all TLB Talk is there for. Okay, it's also a social media platform. It's also a place to make friends. It's also a place to share, the Christmas video. It's also a place. It's a social media platform because it allows you to do exactly what the Constitution of the United States says you can do. Doesn't mean that it's strictly a political forum. It just means it allows you to do what you're supposed to be allowed to do, but it's still a social media platform. Enjoy it. Make friends. Share your videos. Compare pictures. But when you've got to talk, you can't.
Oh, there are certain things, Roger, there are certain words that you put on Facebook and they wipe you out. They disappear within less than a minute.
Yeah.
Or they'll say, you seem to be putting up a comment that has to do, because words are triggers, right? I don't know how that works and the algorithm.
AI. Yeah.
So, you're being stopped all the time and you can tell, you can actually feel it. Once you know the truth, Roger, please allow me. I used to be one of those people that were like, you don't want to make any waves. You don't want to attract attention. Just stay away from it all. You start to learn the truth. You want to talk about shedding that. Roger, you've known me for quite a while, going 8 years, 10 years almost.
Yeah.
I was a, I don't rock the boat type of person, And it's like, no, once you know the truth, you become powerful because the truth stands behind you. You don't care anymore.
I would tend to agree with about 99% of that. The other 1% is this. You may not care anymore, but somebody who does care may be looking at you, with a big old baseball bat. And this is the biggest reason, and you hit the nail right on the head again, Luca. This is the biggest reason for, again, don't walk away from those platforms that you form some great friendships on. But when you know that you need to talk and they're not going to let you talk, then go to a place where you can talk. TLB Talk. What does TLB stand for? Yes, TLB initially was the Liberty Beacon, but when we published this to the world, TLB took on a new meaning. TLB Talk stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. Truth, absolute necessity. Liberty, you're not going to have liberty unless you have truth. And if you can't balance all of them, none of that's going to exist. So TLB, go ahead.
No, there's something about Roger Landry that people have to know. Steve already knows it because we've worked together with him. If you're not precise when you say something, this is Mr. Encyclopedia. So if you're not precise when you say something, you get corrected. See that 99%? I didn't get to finish the phrase. What I meant was you don't care about what people think because the truth stands behind you and this is what you shed all of a sudden. So with TLBTalk.com behind you, literally as a weapon, okay? It's like that woman that has an AK-47 with her and she walks on the bus without a mask and she says, I was on the bus without a mask and nobody said anything. Okay? TLBTalk.com is that kind of power. It's that because that's what truth is going to mean. Because if you know the truth, you're the biggest threat to the agenda that's coming. This is the fun part for me.
Well, let me see. I have written thousands of articles. I have literally done thousands of shows. Not a joke, not an exaggeration, okay? And what I see when I look back on all of this, and I'm the guy who spent, you know, 30 years traveling the globe about 80% of every year, well over a million air miles, what do I see? I have a better qualification to look back at this than most people. What the hell do I see? I see tyranny in America that is at a level I never expected it would be. This soon. Did I expect we were headed in this direction? Yes. Did I expect it to be happening now? No, I didn't.
Roger, you prophesied it years ago.
I did. You were saying I'm not done. I'm not. You're just doing right now what you accuse me of doing. So let me explain. I have been telling people for almost 15 years that this was an inevitability. What I didn't know is that when Trump beat, guess who? Hillary. It took all of their plans and it put them on a back burner for 4 years. They absolutely and beyond a shadow of a doubt could not tolerate the fact that one of their minions, their puppets, Joe Bob, wasn't in there to finish what Obama had started. So what we're looking at right now, everything we're seeing right now, I used a word in my intro. It was called inconvenient. One of the biggest excuses or the biggest uses or the biggest reasons for using censorship against its people via an authoritarian government is that what is happening or what they're trying to prevent is inconvenient to their message. To hell with yours. Where have I got that wrong, Luca?
You're ace. You know, and that's your message. My message is more on the spiritual side.
Yes, I know.
You know, it's more on the inner work that we all have to do that we're scared of doing yes. Because that's what I had to do after my operation. There's a lot, you know, everybody's really good at what they're doing. Annie is super fantastic at what she does. Everybody listening is individually incredible at what they do. I want to go be served by Melissa at the bar sometime. You know, it's so much fun to meet new people because that's what we need. We got a community is another term Roger uses for TLBtalk.com. You can build your own community. You have your own friends. They have their own friends that they make. You have your own, you know, you work by yourself. You're not bothered by anybody. Nothing's going to disappear. Oh, that post disappeared. Oh, you have just what? You have to go to jail now because you dared, you know, say something?
Look, community, you brought that word up, and that's where I was eventually heading, but we're getting to that eventually. We've got a little over 10 minutes left, but let's talk about community because that's exactly where I wanted to go, okay? And again, Luca, you steer us in the right direction. Community is all about what? It's not what benefits the individual. It's what benefits the community. What protects the community? What aids the community? What enhances the community? And when you have that type of a feeling within a group of people, then you have built a community. And as Lucas says, on almost every single ad I make for TLB Talk, and I produce most of the graphics for the ads, then the word community is there. Help us to build a community. We don't want to build an organization. That sounds too much like the government. We don't want to build, I don't know, a media platform. That sounds too much like the traitorous media. What do we want to build? We want to build a community. What is a community? It is a group of people who have banded together to protect themselves, their children, and their way of life. That's what a community is. TLB Talk, in my eyes, we are not building a social media platform. We are building a community.
It's the most beautiful thing you could ever do. This is Buscaglia, Leo Buscaglia, look him up. He says that that's the most important reason to live. It's to, you know, it's not to be human is not to be by yourself. You can't be by yourself. It's like, you know, you have to be with others. We're not meant to be by ourselves. Okay. So when you start caring about other people, you know, when was the last time you were told, Roger, you know, how are you doing, Roger? What do you think about this, Roger? What's your opinion about this, Roger? I care about you, Roger, right? When you listen to other people talk about who they are, about what they do, you know, jump in. This is what Shake and Wake allowed me to do. Be family, be among other people. Roger allowed me to do it with him because people put their guard down. They start to know you. They start to trust. That's what community is all about. And then when everything else falls apart around you, you can go, I'm okay. You know,
because I'm part of this community.
Exactly.
Yep.
I helped build it. I love how you say that. I got to thank you personally for that one, saying that I helped build it. You know, after all you've done, I haven't done that much, but it's fun to be able to not police, but to protect what you've come to love. Yeah.
It has nothing to do with how much. It has to do with the intent. It has to do with how much of your heart was in what you did. I know people who have only been with this project for a very short period of time. So to say they've done a hell of a lot is impossible. But to say what they've done is critical to the advancement of the platform, absolutely. So it's not how much time. And it's not exactly what you're doing. It's the intent of it. And between people like you and AltMed and, like I said, Theo and Tom and all the rest of them, it's the intent. This is a multi-million dollar platform on anybody else's eyes. I dare you to go look at a bunch of other platforms. Then go to TLV Talk and look. And what you're going to find out is, as Lucas said, this came out of our pocket. Some of us are on Social Security. Some of us are not working. Some of us, but yet we all banded together and put together a platform that would rival those who spent $3 to $5 million to putting their platform up. Did it take us a year and a half to do it? Yep. But look what we've got. We've got a community, and it's growing. And I am so proud of the people who have helped to put it together, because we didn't have $1 million. We didn't have $10 million. We didn't. We put a little bit of money in each month until we have a platform that will rival just about anything out there. Now, I will tell you this. We do need people to step up and, say, throw $5 a month into the kit. Or the kitty, or whatever, donate it. Why? Because, as Lucas said, we don't take any government money and we take no corporate money. We do have local businesses who can advertise on TLB Talk. If you've got a local business, you can, and you're a member. But the point here is, this is all coming out of the pockets of those who have been putting it together for several years. If you really want to help this project advance, like I said, $5 a month, no more, unless you want to. But if enough of you do that, we're going to go to the next level, a bigger, badder, better, faster. And it's already, like I told you, and Luca will verify, we just did a major update. One more week at the most, all the little bugs will be out of it, and we have a platform that rivals anything out there. How about that, Luca?
Yeah, I'm going to be a pain in the butt. I'm going to stick on the words that stick out like a sore thumb that resonate with me. And that one, that last one was intent. I'm going to throw out another name because you were talking about, everybody helping. We haven't talked about I'm Wolf yet because he's been tremendous.
I was going to.
But
you took it away from me. Go ahead.
No, that's okay because he's, he's been on very, a very short time and he's done quite a bit of
he's
research
going to be doing a show with me
and helping. And yeah, he's a very important piece of the puzzle. Yes. But you, Roger, you keep saying the right words. You keep saying intent, and that's such a big one. Intent won't matter. Okay. As soon as you say intent, you open the door wide open to spirit, because you're saying, if you don't do it for yourself, you're doing it for others. And that's the only reason to do something. In Native American spirituality or whatever sacred belief you come from, okay, that's what is at its base. It's what you do for other people. It's do no harm. So as soon as you put yourself before, everybody else, what a difference. And that's what we're trying to do. That's once you get the bug of TLB Talk, you'll get it. You know, once you get the bug of doing stuff for other people, of going around the car, opening the door for your lady, you know, or, you know, helping with groceries, or, you know, always being at your service. I think that's the big one. So intent is a big one for me. The rest won't matter.
And intent is a very, very good word to be used in conjunction with community. Steve, are you there? Steve.
I'm here.
I tried to get him on earlier, but.
Yeah, I know. He may have, I don't know,
I did step out for a minute.
You're an important guy, you know?
Okay, but listen, this is what I want from you. You've heard the entire conversation. You didn't go through all of the building and all of the efforts for TLB Talk, but you are aware of it. So my question to you is, with all of the censorship and all of the lies we get on just about every other platform out there, what's the necessity for something like TLB Talk? What level do you see this?
I do have a profile on there. I just need to get on it more, and I will.
Okay. Very nice. Thank you. But what do you think as far as its purpose?
Well, the necessity of non-censorship is the most important thing that there is. I mean, you might as well go around like 1948 Mao Zedong and start rounding people up, or 1917's Vladimir Lenin and Trotsky, and just start rounding people up.
Nope,
that were
exactly
dissenters.
Right. So you're right. So that and the word community, you put them both together, as Luca put it so eloquently, and what you end up with is a description of TLB Talk. Community and First Amendment. All right, Luca, take about 2 or 3 minutes here and close yourself out. Let everybody know what you would like them to know about TLB Talk. And for anybody who doesn't know, Luca has been an integral part of the Liberty Beacon Project for almost 10 years. He's someone I can depend on. He is a friend, a trusted friend.
Well, then let me take half of that time, because I just have a very, very simple message. Think of other people before you. And the more you want to do for other people, the more responsibilities you're going to have. Ask Roger about that one. How much responsibility he has. How many people come up to him all the time and ask him what to do. How many days of vacation he's had in the last 15 years. Okay. I think we know the list by heart. Find out about other people. Do your work, but don't do the work for people who don't appreciate it, right? Have your eyes open all the time. And TLB Talk is just one of those good tools that you can use to really I'm surprising myself because of the amount of pictures I have, because of the amount of info I have. Oh, I forgot I saved that. Luca, don't you have that on TLB Talk? Oh, I have that. You know, you're always you're building for compartmentalizing is a big word for me. So that's what helps. And everybody on Shake and Wake Radio knows about me, because, you know, they're still not sick and tired of hearing from me. But, you know,
tell them what your show is. Go ahead.
It's Learn to Unlearn, and it says it all. The title says it all. And it's dedicated to everybody at Shake and Wake Radio and everybody who listens, everybody in hearing range at 3 o'clock Central on Mondays.
All right. Look, I got to say something here in closing. These are two great people to have discussions with along this line, Luca and Steve. I wish we could have got Steve in just a little bit more. That's going to happen in the near future. Steve and I have already decided last week that there's another show we need to do together because of a certain topic that was brought up. So, Luca, I want to tell you how much I appreciate you coming in. This is exactly the type of conversation I was hoping we were going to have. You have brought the information I know the people needed to hear. And you are a good friend of mine, so having you help me get the word out about TLB Talk puts a huge smile on my face, my friend. Thank you.
And in closing, I'm going to say thank you to you, Mr. Encyclopedia, and also to to Steve, because Steve is unbelievable. Like, that's all, you know, we all have our own worth. Steve is a colossal memory bank of information that, you know, I'm just drooling at, you know.
And he's about to shut us off, so.
Okay.
It's that time.
Thank you to all. Yep.
Stephen, thank you very much. And obviously, you know we appreciate you.
Yes, I do.
Everybody, have a good day. We will be back next Wednesday with another Eagle's Eye Report.